All right, so you've got your online store all set up. Your website looks great. You're driving traffic.
Yeah.
But now you've got to figure out how to actually get those products
Right.
to your customers, and
Right.
you want to do it reliably right.
For sure.
That's where these drop shipping suppliers come in.
Yeah.
And honestly, it can be a real pain to find good ones.
Oh, absolutely. It's a minefield out there.
So in this deep dive today, we're going to give you everything you need
Yeah.
to find the right suppliers for your business.
That's right. Not just any suppliers, but the right suppliers. The
Exactly.
ones that will actually help you grow.
Yeah, so we're going to walk you through how to find them, how to really vet them, and how to build those strong relationships
Yes.
that'll help your business thrive.
And, you know, at the end of the day,
Yeah.
your suppliers can make or break your business.
Oh, totally.
A good supplier will ship things out quickly.
Right.
They'll have high quality products.
Exactly. Your customers will be happy.
Yeah.
They'll come back for more.
Yeah. And on the other hand, a bad supplier
Oh, don't even get me started.
can really hurt you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're talking weeks or even months for shipping
Right.
products that just aren't up to par. And then you're stuck dealing with refunds and
Yeah,
chargebacks.
you're losing money on every sale. And
Exactly.
it damages your brand reputation.
And your customer relationships.
Exactly.
You know, I've seen businesses put so much effort into marketing and
Yeah.
branding, and then it all goes down the drain
I know it's the worst.
because their suppliers just can't keep up.
Right. And then you've got customers waiting forever for their orders, or they get something completely different
Yeah.
from what they saw online.
Right.
Or the tracking information is fake.
Ugh. Or it's completely useless.
Yeah. And you're left in the dark too, not
Exactly.
just the customer.
It's frustrating for everyone.
Okay, so let's get into the nitty-gritty here.
Sure.
Where do we even start looking for these drop shipping suppliers?
Well, there are a few different ways you can go about it,
Okay.
but a good starting point is supplier directories.
What are those? It...
Basically, they're lists of pre-vetted suppliers.
Oh, so they've already been screened to some extent.
Exactly. So it takes some of the guesswork out of it.
That's helpful.
Yeah, so for example, there's the AliExpress Drop Shipping Center.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that one.
It's super popular, especially for beginners. They have a huge selection of products at really good prices.
What should we be looking for on there?
Look for suppliers with at least a 95% positive feedback rating
Okay.
and ideally diamond seller status.
What does that mean?
It means they've been around for a while
Okay.
and they have a good track record.
Got it.
Another good option is Salehu.
See who. Okay.
They have over 8,000 verified suppliers.
Wow, that's a lot.
And they have a really good review system.
Is there a fee for that one?
Yeah, it's $67 per year.
Okay, so not free,
Right, but it's worth it.
to avoid those scams and stuff.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. What else is out there?
Well, if you're looking for fast shipping,
Oh, that's always a good thing.
then Spocket is a good choice.
Pocket.
They focus on suppliers in the US and EU.
Okay, so if you're selling to those markets.
Yeah, it's a great option. They can usually get your products delivered in 2 to 5 days.
Wow, that's fast.
Yeah, the downside is the products might be a bit more expensive
Makes sense.
since they're coming from those regions.
Right. But fast shipping makes a big difference
It really does.
to customers.
Customers are willing to pay more for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, another popular platform is CJ Dropshipping.
CJ Dropshipping.
They actually offer direct fulfillment services.
Oh, interesting. So they handle the whole shipping
Yeah,
process.
okay. They have warehouses all over the world.
Okay, so they can get the products to your customers pretty quickly.
Yeah, and they also help you source products.
Oh, that's convenient.
Yeah, if you're having trouble finding something specific.
Okay, so they kind of do it all.
Pretty much.
And then there's worldwide brands, right?
Yes, Worldwide Brands is a good one if you're looking for a huge selection.
How huge are we talking?
Over 16 million products.
16 million.
Wow. Yeah, and they're all from certified wholesalers.
Okay, that sounds promising.
The catch is there's a one-time fee of $299.
Okay, so a bit of an investment up front.
But then you have lifetime access.
Gotcha. So those are all good options if you're looking to
Yeah.
use a directory. But what if you're looking for a specific brand
Right.
or a niche product?
Well, in that case, you can go directly to the manufacturer.
Oh, so cut out the middleman.
Exactly.
How do we find the manufacturers, though?
Just do some research on the brands you like or
Okay.
the ones that are popular in your niche.
Yeah.
Check out their websites. See if they have a section for retailers or wholesalers.
Okay, and if they don't?
You can always reach out to them directly.
Through their contact form or something. What are
Exactly.
the benefits of going direct?
Well, for one, you can often get better pricing.
That makes sense.
since you're not going through a middleman.
Right.
And you'll have a direct line of communication with the manufacturer.
So if there are any issues,
yeah,
you can go straight to the source.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Now, let's say your business is starting to grow.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting more orders.
Yeah.
Things are going well.
Yeah.
What are your options then for finding suppliers?
Well, at that point, you might want to consider working with a private agent.
Okay, what's a private agent?
They're basically your boots on the ground.
Okay.
They can help you find suppliers.
Yeah.
Negotiate better prices.
Mm-hmm.
And even handle quality control.
Oh, that's really helpful.
Yeah, especially if you're sourcing from overseas.
Yeah, because it could be hard to...
Right, to keep an eye on things.
Exactly.
There are platforms like Sourcing Box and WIO
okay.
that connect you with private agents.
So you don't have to go out and find one yourself.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. So now we know where to find potential suppliers.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we actually vet them?
Right.
How do we know if they're reliable or not?
That's the most important part.
It is.
You don't want to just trust anyone.
So what's the first step?
The first step is to check their reviews and ratings.
Okay, where do we find those?
Well, if you're using a directory like Salehu,
mm-hmm.
they usually have their own rating system.
Okay.
But you can also check third-party sites like Trustpilot.
Trustpilot, okay.
And don't forget to Google the supplier's name.
Right, to see what comes up.
Exactly. You want to see what other people are saying about them.
And what should we be looking for in the reviews?
Well, obviously, you want to see mostly positive reviews.
Yeah.
But you also want to look for patterns.
Like what?
Like if you see a lot of complaints about the same thing,
okay,
that's a red flag.
So even if the overall rating is good,
right,
if there are a lot of people saying the same negative thing.
Exactly. You want to be wary of that.
Okay. What's the next step in vetting?
The next step is to evaluate their communication.
Okay.
So send them a few test messages.
Like what kind of messages?
Ask them some specific questions about their products
mm.
or their shipping process or their return policy.
Okay. And what are we looking for here?
You want to see how quickly they respond.
Right.
And how well they communicate.
So if they take forever to get back to you.
Yeah, that's not a good sign.
Or if they're vague or evasive in their answers.
Exactly.
Okay. So good communication is key.
Absolutely.
What's the next step?
The next step is to order samples.
Samples of the products.
Yes. This is crucial.
Why is that?
Because you need to see the products for yourself.
Right. To make sure they're actually good quality.
Exactly.
Yay.
The pictures online can be deceiving.
Yeah. I've definitely learned that the hard way before.
So always order samples before you start selling anything.
Okay. Got it. So we've checked the reviews. We've tested their communication.
Mm-hmm.
We've ordered samples. What's next?
Next, you need to verify their shipping speeds and tracking reliability.
Okay. So how do we do that?
Ask them for their estimated shipping times.
Okay.
To your target markets.
Yeah.
And then place a few test orders to different locations.
And see how long it actually takes.
Exactly.
And also make sure the tracking information is accurate.
Yes, that's important too.
All right. So what's the last step in this vetting process?
The last step is to negotiate better pricing and terms.
Okay. So once we've verified that they're a good supplier.
Right.
Then we can start talking about money.
Exactly.
So what are some tips for negotiating?
Well, the first thing is to build a relationship with the supplier.
Okay.
Let them know that you're serious about doing business with them.
Yeah.
You're not just looking for a one-off deal.
Right.
You want to build a long-term partnership.
And that can help you get better pricing.
It can.
Okay, what else?
Ask for bulk discounts.
So if we're ordering a lot of product,
right,
we can get a lower price per unit.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. What about shipping costs?
You can negotiate those too.
Really?
Yeah. Ask about faster shipping options
mm-hmm.
and see if they can give you a discount.
Okay, great. So we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
We've talked about where to find suppliers,
mm-hmm.
how to vet them, and how to negotiate better pricing.
Yeah.
But before we wrap up, I want to talk about some red flags.
Okay.
Things that should make you run the other way.
Right.
So what's the first one?
The first red flag is prices that are too good to be true.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. If a supplier is offering prices that are significantly lower
yeah.
than everyone else,
yeah.
it's probably a scam.
Or the quality is terrible.
Exactly.
Okay. What's another red flag?
Another red flag is poor communication.
So if they're slow to respond?
Yeah. Or if they're vague in their answers.
Right.
Or if they're just not helpful,
mm.
that's a bad sign.
Yeah. Because if they're like that before you even start working with them.
Right.
Imagine what it'll be like when there's an actual problem.
Exactly.
What's the next red flag?
The next red flag is a lack of a clear return policy.
Oh, yeah, that's important.
It is. You need to know what happens if a customer wants to return a product.
Right.
If a supplier is hesitant to talk about their return policy, that's a big red flag.
Okay, and the last red flag?
The last red flag is no proof of business legitimacy.
So like no business license or no physical address.
Exactly. If they can't provide that information, it's probably a scam.
Okay, so those are the red flags to watch out for.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to talk about fast shipping.
Sure.
Because that's something that a lot of people are concerned about.
Yeah, especially if you're drop shipping.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what are some suppliers that offer fast shipping?
Well, if you're selling to customers in the U.S. and EU,
yeah,
then Spockit is a good option.
Spockit again.
Yeah. They have a lot of suppliers in those regions.
So they can get the products to your customers quickly.
Exactly.
Okay, what else?
There's also Tundra.
Tundra.
They're another good option for U.S.-based businesses.
Okay.
They don't charge any transaction fees.
Oh, that's nice.
And they have a lot of connections with U.S. suppliers.
So fast shipping and no fees.
Exactly.
What about SailWho? Do they have any suppliers in the U.S. and EU?
They do. They have a lot of verified wholesalers.
Okay, so even though they're a directory,
yeah,
they can still offer fast shipping.
They can.
Okay, cool. Mm. And then there's Modalist, right?
Yes. Modalist is a good option if you're looking for premium suppliers.
So higher-end products.
Exactly.
Okay, and they offer fast shipping, too.
They do. They usually deliver in 5 to 8 days.
Okay, that's not bad.
Not bad at all.
What about if you're sourcing products from China?
Right.
Are there any suppliers that offer fast shipping from there?
Well, it's definitely more challenging.
Yeah, because China's pretty far away.
It is, but there are some options.
Okay, like what?
Well, there's CJ Dropshipping.
Them again?
Yeah, they have warehouses all over the world.
So they can probably get the products to your customers faster.
They usually deliver in 5 to 15 days.
Okay, so that's not too bad.
Not too bad, considering it's coming from China.
Yeah, for sure.
Another option is to look for AliExpress top brands.
Okay.
They often have fast shipping tags on their listings.
So you know what you're getting.
Exactly.
Okay, what else?
There's also WEO.
WEO.
They're a private sourcing company.
Right.
And they can help you find suppliers that offer fast shipping.
So they're kind of like a private agent, but for sourcing.
Exactly.
Okay. And lastly?
Lastly, there's UniExpress.
UniExpress, what's that?
It's a specialized shipping service.
Okay.
That a lot of Chinese suppliers use.
And they're known for fast shipping.
They are. They're usually faster than standard postal services.
Okay. So even if you're sourcing from China.
Yeah.
There are still ways to get fast shipping.
There are.
Awesome.
Right.
Okay. So we've talked about finding suppliers, vetting them,
mm-hmm.
negotiating with them,
yep.
and even some alternative fulfillment options.
Right.
So what are the key takeaways from all of this?
Well, the most important thing is to remember that finding reliable suppliers
yeah.
is an ongoing process.
So it's not just a one-time thing.
It's not. You need to be constantly researching and vetting suppliers
okay.
and building relationships with them.
Yeah, because things change all the time.
They do. Suppliers come and go.
Right.
Prices change. Shipping times change.
Yeah, so you always got to be on top of it.
Exactly.
Okay, so what else?
Another important takeaway is to start small.
Okay.
Don't try to work with too many suppliers at once.
Yeah.
Focus on finding one or two really good ones.
And build those relationships.
Exactly.
Okay, and what about communication?
Communication is key.
Always.
Make sure you're communicating with your suppliers regularly.
Yeah.
Asking them questions, giving them feedback.
Okay.
And make sure you have a system in place.
Yeah.
For tracking your orders and keeping your customers updated.
That's so important.
It is.
Okay, and what about contingency plans?
You should always have a backup plan.
Just in case something goes wrong.
Exactly.
So what would be an example of a contingency plan?
Well, for example, let's say your main supplier
yeah.
suddenly goes out of business.
Oh, no.
You need to have a backup supplier
right.
that you can switch to immediately.
So you don't have to scramble to find a new one.
Yes.
Okay, so that's a good example.
Mm-hmm.
So in the end, it all comes down to
yeah.
building strong relationships with your suppliers.
Absolutely.
Because they're the ones who are going to help you succeed.
They're your partners in this.
Exactly.
So treat them well.
Great advice. So here's a final thought for you.
Okay.
As consumers, we all want fast and reliable shipping, right?
Yes, of course.
And we're willing to pay more for it.
We are?
So if you're drop shipping,
yeah.
it might be worth considering using local or regional suppliers.
Right.
Even if it means higher product costs.
Because in the long run,
yeah.
fast shipping could give you a competitive advantage.
Exactly. And that's it for this deep dive.
It was a good one.
I hope you found it helpful.
I did too.
Thanks for listening.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.